Welcome to the Bridge Beyond English podcast, where I share diverse ideas to help you think creatively and connect globally in English. I'm your host, David Nagai, in Yokohama, Japan. In this episode, I want to share about Kit Kat chocolate, how it became a success in Japan, and what we can learn from its branding strategy regarding communication and connection for business and life. Kit Kat began in 1935 in the UK as Roundtree's Chocolate Crisp, a practical chocolate bar designed for factory workers who needed a quick, satisfying break. When Nestle acquired Roundtree's in 1988, Kit Kat was already known for its friendly personality, but the brand still faced a tough global landscape. Chocolate is an unforgiving market. Products are easy to imitate, shelf space is expensive, and consumers often buy based on habit or price. Against competitors filled with caramel, nuts, and complex textures, Kit Kat's simplicity looked almost too plain. Nestle's long-term strategy flipped that weakness into an identity. Instead of pretending to be decadent, Kit Kat doubled down on consistency, approachability, and a timeless message. The "Have a Break, Have a Kit Kat" campaign, introduced in the 1950s, framed the bar as a small pause in a busy day, an emotional benefit, not just a sugar hit. The product itself reinforced the idea, the satisfying snap, the shareable pieces, the clean wafer layers. Kit Kat became reliable, familiar, and positive. The global ride was still bumpy. In the US, Kit Kat was, and still is, manufactured by Hershey under license, limiting Nestle's influence. In Asia and Europe, copycat wafer bars crowded the market. But Kit Kat's biggest advantage was its universality. It wasn't overwhelming, it wasn't niche, and it wasn't expensive. It was an everyday treat people could enjoy without guilt or commitment. Nestle protected the core while adapting the personality to each region. Then came Japan, where Kit Kat transformed from a nice snack into a cultural phenomenon. How Kit Kat won Japan. The secret weapon was linguistic luck. In Japanese, Kit Kat sounds like Kittokatsu, meaning "you will surely win." This phrase is commonly used during exam season or moments of challenge. Students began receiving Kit Kats as good luck charms long before Nestle noticed. In other words, consumers rebranded Kit Kat before the company did. Once Nestle Japan recognized this organic meaning, everything changed. Instead of marketing Kit Kat as a Western chocolate bar, they repositioned it as a symbol of encouragement. Packaging incorporated messages of support. Ads leaned into the emotional connection. Product displays appeared near schools during exam periods. Kit Kat wasn't just eaten, it was gifted. Nestle also took a bold step almost no global brand would dare. They exploded the flavor lineup. Green tea, peach, sakura, sweet potato, soy sauce, chestnut, yuzu, wasabi, cheesecake. The list eventually grew to over 300 variations. Many were region-specific souvenirs sold at train stations or airports, perfectly tailored to Japan's omiyage gift-giving culture. This extreme localization created powerful effects. It made Kit Kat fun. Limited editions created a sense of discovery. People collected flavors, shared them, and posted about them. It made Kit Kat Japanese. Instead of an imported chocolate, it became a cultural product shaped by local tastes. It made Kit Kat a meaningful gift. Beautiful packaging and seasonal designs elevated it from a snack to a thoughtful gesture. It kept the brand fresh. While the red logo and bar shape stayed the same, constant innovation prevented fatigue. By respecting cultural habits, embracing regional creativity, and letting local consumers lead, Kit Kat Japan became one of the brand's most profitable markets worldwide. Lessons for business and life. Kit Kat's evolution isn't just a marketing success story. It's a guide to strategic thinking, communication, and human connection. Simplicity is a strength. Kit Kat never pretended to be the richest chocolate bar. Its simplicity made it universal and flexible. In work or life, clarity often beats complexity. Pay attention to what people already believe. Nestle didn't invent the Kitokatsu meaning. Consumers did. The company won by listening. Often, the biggest opportunities come not from a bold new idea, but from understanding how people naturally use or interpret what you offer. Adapt to context, not to your ego. Kit Kat learned not to force Western branding onto Japan. It aligned with Japanese values, encouragement, gifting, seasonality, regional pride. True communication means speaking in the listener's cultural language, not your own. Turn limitations into identity. Kit Kat had no caramel, nuts, or fancy layers. Instead of apologizing, Nestle built a brand around reliability and small moments of joy. Our weakness can become strengths if treated with intention. Create rituals, not just products. The global break and Japan's good luck gift are rituals, emotional anchors that give deeper meaning to a simple chocolate bar. In culture, business, or relationships, shared rituals create loyalty and belonging. Kit Kat's journey shows that success comes from connection more than complexity. When a brand or a person align what they offer with what people truly need emotionally and culturally, then instead of being replaceable, they become memorable. This Kit Kat strategy is one that will surely win. Okay, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you would like to use English to expand your creative thinking and global connection, I offer classes that provide just that, right here in Yokohama Motomachi, Japan, and online. It's only for advanced and intermediate English speakers who want to keep on improving their English to the highest level. If that sounds interesting to you, you can book a free consultation with me and join a free trial class. So just click the link in the show notes or visit us at bridgebeyondenglish.com. And once again, I'm your host, David Nagai. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.